Most of her fellow passengers from London stood there waiting. The elderly brandy-smelling gentleman she had been sitting next to during the flight gave her a parting nod as he received his suitcase. Two porters in white caps, navy blue jackets and baggy light brown trousers were unloading a handcart. One stood on the platform and handed down suitcases to the other, who placed them on a low counter. A third man, also in a dark jacket and a white cap, but wearing a pair of less workmanlike trousers, handed the luggage over to the passengers and made some notes in a large logbook. Again, you had to present your passport and ticket, but finally the porters had taken everything off the cart and handed it over. All the passengers left the area, except her. She had still not received her luggage. So she turned to the man with the logbook and asked, "Are you certain that was all?"
"Are you missing something?"
"Well, I obviously am. My suitcase." He turned his head to look at the two porters.
"The young lady here says she hasn't received her suitcase."
One of the porters shrugged. The other one shook his head a fraction. "Perhaps it fell off the cart on the way in," Anita said.
"That would be the first time."
"Then what might be the problem?"
"Well, could be several things. The customs officers occasionally take samples, you see. Then there's also the airport police, of course, and now the military. These are troubled times, you know."
"So my luggage has been taken aside for a spot check?"
"I didn't say that. I only said that sometimes the customs people or the police pick out a piece of luggage and look it over. And now we have the military involved as well. Soon there won't be enough space for all of us in the building."
Anita took a deep breath and beckoned one of the porters over. He approached the counter with hesitant steps and stopped in front of her, a somewhat podgy man in his late 20s, with soft features and a receding chin. When he crossed his arms, she noticed on his right hand a wedding ring of twisted gold. She was taking it all in. Every little detail, exactly as they had taught her back in England, supreme alertness. She could almost hear the nasal voice of the squat little female corporal now, blaring across the grounds in front of the estate where the training school was. You had to pay close attention to everything, since every little detail might prove essential later on.
"So you really don't know what has happened to my suitcase," she said.